Join me in this episode of Revive and Thriveology, where I interview Nikki Lanigan. She's the host of the Fit, Fun, Frazzled podcast and health and wellness coach. We talk mindfulness, meditation, and also positive affirmations. It's so great. Keep watching. Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Welcome back to Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Today, I have Nikki Lanigan joining me. Nikki, I'm so happy to have you join Revive and Thriveology. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Lisa. I love your podcast. I listen to it every week.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. So quick little info. Nikki inspired me to start my podcast. I've been listening to you for how many years have you been doing it now?
Three. It was just 3 years in September.
But, you know, I'd always listen to your podcast when I'm running and I'd be out on my jog and I feel like it's just a conversation. And I was like, I love that. Right. I just loved how easy it was because I think it helps because I just know you. Right.
From
meeting you and everything. But it's just it's easygoing. It's conversational. And I just always loved it. So that was something
Thank
I was
you.
Hoping to create in my podcast. You're such an inspiration to me. Nikki, why don't you tell everybody about what you do and how you got started in your work?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I work in radio. I write for morning radio shows throughout the United States. It's a family business. I went to school actually for journalism and acting. I moved to California and I did the acting thing and I did some modeling. But in California, like holistic health was very much more accepted. In high school, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety, panic disorder, and OCD. This was in the 90s, so no one talked about it yet. But there is very much more mainstreamed. I also fell in love with yoga there. And when I came back to Ohio, there were no yoga studios. So I started doing DVDs and then YouTube. And then a yoga studio opened up around me and I did the training and I got certified. And then I've done other trainings in HIIT and I did health coaching. So in 2020, I was working full time. I was teaching 5 to 7 yoga classes a week at different studios. And in February 2020, I got completely burned out. I told 2 studio owners, I need to cut back. I did in March. We know what happened in March. The world shut down. I missed teaching. So I started my own online virtual business. And then I went to IIN, got my health training. And then I finally, something clicked and meditation started working for me and everything. So that's kind of it in a synopsis, in a quick version.
Quick version.
Oh, I'm California, a mom to 2 Ohio. Girls and I have a husband. Yeah.
And 2 dogs?
2 dogs too, yes.
Gotta get them all in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what do you believe it was your family, the family business that inspired you to start the podcast?
I do. So my dad's been mentioning it for years now, but I've been very behind the scenes of, it's called McVeigh Media. I work, you know, creating the format of radio, morning radio shows throughout the United States. But I also write blogs too. And he has said, I just have a way of, I write how I talk. But because of who my dad is, I've had really bad imposter syndrome because he's very well known in the radio and music world. But then my sister's on air. She's an on-air personality. Okay. So I was hesitant about that. But then I finally thought, you know what? Like, I could do it with yoga and fitness and health and share that and share. And I've been through things and just learning experience for myself and for others.
I love that. It's like your own little niche, right?
Yeah.
Like it might be communications, big umbrella, but like you have your own niche. And your podcast, I always say it wrong, Fit, Fun, Frazzled.
Fit, Fun, and Frazzled. Yes.
Fit, Fun, and Frazzled. I always get the fun and the fit mixed up.
Yeah.
It's super fun. I will put a link in the show notes to Nikki's podcast and Nikki's website for more information on all of her work and everything she does. So Nikki is really big on promoting meditation Nikki, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about that, about how you got into your meditation practice and how you set up your meditation space, things like that.
So meditation didn't come easily to me at all. I think because I have an anxious mind, and I've always been into fitness. When I was little, I danced, I did baton, I did gymnastics, I played basketball, I ran track. So that fitness has always been in me. It just came easily to me, I guess. Meditation, just sitting there, really wasn't, but I knew the benefits. And even when I would do yoga when I lived in California, when I was like, you know, 19, 20, 21, just leaving there, I felt better. I felt more calm. So I knew there was something there with the meditation. So I did keep coming back. I read books, but it was probably like the yoga teacher training. Okay. We had different like weeks and a guest would come in, and we had a guest from like Lululemon, like some ambassador or something. We did a 30-minute meditation. Everyone sat there. I opened my eyes. Everyone looked so peaceful. And she was like, okay, and we're done. That was 30 minutes. Everyone's like, oh my God, that didn't seem like 30 minutes. And I was thinking in my head, yeah, it did. It seemed like an hour. Like, that was awful.
I love your honesty.
But I just kept coming back. And I started then, you know what? Let's do a 5-minute. And you don't have to, once I realized you don't just sit there with no thoughts in your head, you could do a guided meditation. That started helping me. So I'd listen to a guided one, and then I would do like a body scan, and I eventually worked my way up to 10 minutes and then, you know, 15. And then I got into Kundalini meditation and breath work. And that is when really it clicked. And I, you know, am able to get myself out of a panic attack. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor or a counselor, so I want to say that. But it works for me.
I love that. Yeah, I forgot to mention the EFT. You do a lot of EFT tapping.
Yeah.
And promote that a lot. Yes. Nikki shares really great stuff too, so I'm also going to make sure I link all her social media stuff, because she'll just like on Instagram, here's a meditation and a link to it, and it's just so easy and convenient. Something else I wanted to talk about is you being a mom. And I know, I'm sure, I'm not a mother, I can't speak to this, but I'm sure there are difficult days. But I see you as trying so hard to provide for your girls, you know, to be that super mom. Share some of your tricks for setting them up for success, because I know you're all about health and wellness. And I mean, I know you've reached out and we've put together stones, collections of rocks and crystals for their book bags for school. Yeah. And we really want to set them up for success. So tell me a little bit about what you do for your girls.
So I think we can be the greatest teachers, and they learn by what we do. So I don't really, like when they were younger, you know, I'd buy healthy food. I wouldn't buy pop, but I never label food bad or good. I don't say we can't get fast food because that's bad. I never did that. It's just something, because I think that could be dangerous with kids if we say that and then they get older and they could develop issues with food and stuff. So I never made it a big deal. Okay. So it's just things we had in the house. With fitness, they always see me walking, they see me meditating. They're not big on meditation. They're 12 and almost 16. But they'll listen to, you know, the sound machines or the binaural beats or things like that. With crystals, they have been using them. They get their own for their room. I posted on my social media stories. I went in my daughter's room the one day. She had it in the full moon, her crystals on her windowsill. Like, they just see. They see by what you're actually doing. But the one thing I do want to say, because maybe they don't meditate, is we as the adult or parent or mom have to make sure we are in the right headspace and grounded, because then they also feed off of our stress. That's something I really try to do in the morning, is meditate. And then after I drop them off at school, sometimes I have to meditate again because it's just a little frazzled. But another thing I do is positive affirmations with them.
Ooh, and tell me more. What kind of positive affirmations?
I do this. They don't some days they don't receive it very well and tell me to shut up and stop talking. but I don't, and also I don't believe in toxic positivity or like, you know, emotional bypassing. If you're sad and angry and there's grief, you need to feel that. And we have to make sure our kids know we're their safe space. This is also why we have to take care of our mental health, because we're their safe space that when we're grounded, we could be their garbage can, so to speak, to take on their energy and they can release it. But when we rewire our brain, I guess, for with positive affirmations, it can start to help. There's like, we have 70,000 thoughts in a day, something like 80,000 thoughts. 80% of those thoughts are repeated, like from yesterday, from last week, and 90% are negative. So when we start thinking, like saying positive, just today's going to be a great day, something simple as that, it can set them up to, you know, have a good day.
I love that. So, do you have a book you follow or cards, or how do you create your affirmations, or you just create them?
I do have cards. I did create cards. I am positive affirmation cards. And then like usually Sunday night or Monday morning, sometimes they just come to me like what I want to use that week. Last month, and I kind of like carried it over to this month. It's, and I say this, I text my daughters this every day in September. I am light, I am bright, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am kind, I am worthy. And they don't respond usually, text back when I do that, but they're
You're at
seeing it
least
and
sending it
reading.
in that direction, which is huge.
Yeah.
So, do they ever come up with their own affirmations, or do they always get them from you?
Sometimes, like they have for birthdays, I started when they were little. We write with soap on the bathroom mirror, like happy birthday, and like do something like that. And they do it back to me now and stuff. And the thoughtful things that they get for my Christmas or birthdays are like, you know, my essential oil case or a yoga mat or a journal. So like they're paying attention and
They
that
are really
kind of
paying
things.
attention. It's
Yeah.
amazing, Nikki.
Yeah.
It's probably fascinating to see and to also see the impact you're making. Oh my gosh. So I was originally going to ask you if you have any favorite books you're reading right now, but I also if you have any favorite books or anything in the way of affirmation. And again, Nikki said she does have her own affirmation cards, which I actually use when I do distant space clearings for clients. I pull a card and then I send that to them because it's a beautiful addition to the process. But I'll put more info for the cards in here, but let's talk books. So I know you love to read. I've gotten some great recommendations for you. Any books on affirmations that you're reading or that you've
I
loved?
have, well, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay is like the first one I read with affirmations in it. So that immediately comes to my mind. I like Gabrielle Bernstein ones, Brené Brown, but she doesn't have really positive affirmations. But
She's just so good.
yeah, she is. She's
I swear,
really
everything
good.
that comes out of her mouth is magic.
I know. There is one, oh, Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's good too. I just read one and I can't think of the name. Oh my gosh, what is it? It's his main one or newest one, I should say. Becoming S Supernatural. Is that it? Becoming Supernatural.
I don't
I
know
think that's it.
his books,
Yeah.
but
So that's
okay.
a good one too.
Cool. What else are you beyond like the positive affirmation? What else are you reading right now?
I just finished The Source, and that's really good. So she is a neuroscientist and a doctor, and it's about manifesting and positive, but it ties into science, that it's actually, she goes by, it's actually science in it, not just the woo-woo-woo and manifesting. So I just finished that one, and then I have, what do I
I'm
have
actually going to
now?
write that one down. I need a new
It's
book, and I
good.
knew you'd have some good recommendations for me.
I like to take breaks sometimes and do read autobiography. So I already bought, it comes out October 24th, John Stamos's. So I have his. People probably thought I was going to say Britney Spears. It's not Britney Spears. It's John
So funny, John
Stamos's.
Stamos. Do your girls know who John Stamos is?
Yeah,
Do
'cause
they
Uncle
know?
Jesse,
Okay.
they watched Fuller House. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Fuller House. Oh my gosh, how funny. Wow. Well, what I want to ask, I have two more questions for you. One is, what are three things? We know you do all these things, but what are three things you have to do every single day for your health and wellness?
Okay, I start my morning off with warm water with lemon. I've been doing this before I had kids, like probably in my early 20s. So now it's just a habit, and it's really good because you're sleeping all night, you could get dehydrated. It's just a way that I could get grounded also. I
Okay.
meditate every day. I would say a
Okay.
mindfulness thing. So whether that's breath work, meditation, or EFT tapping, just something like that. And then I like to probably exercise, but even if like I'm tired, it might be walking or stretching. So not like full on cardio every day, but I like it. It helps with my anxiety.
That's cool. That's great. I love the lemon water thing. We didn't touch on that, but can you tell a little more about that?
Yeah, okay, so it helps detoxify your body and your kidneys. It said again, I'm not a doctor, but it does hydrate you. It helps, like lemons have vitamin C and stuff in it, and it's really good. I like warm water in the morning just because I'm cold. I run cold anyways, but technically, I mean, just drink a glass of water in the morning and like rehydrate and take a minute
Yeah.
to yourself before you have that coffee or something.
Yeah, I like that. I think my water like helps wake me up. I drink like a big
Yeah.
glass of just room temperature water every morning, and it helps like I don't know if it does something to my body or it's just routine that like I drink my water and like it wakes me up.
Yeah.
And it's so much routine now that I feel like it's works just as well as coffee sometimes. Probably just gets your body moving. Got it. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor either. I don't know, but
Yeah.
maybe we need to have some doctor come on tell us the science of water and lemon water.
I
Oh my gosh.
know.
Well, Nikki, I know we've worked together on some different areas of your home recently. Tell me a little bit about we actually did a distant space clearing on your home. You were just feeling funky and just not feeling right. We needed a reset. And I want to check in. How are you feeling
Yeah.
now?
Good. Everything seems to be better. I feel more calm. I feel like we're all hanging out in the main space again, kind of together. We're all in different directions because my kids are older and they're in different sports and school. I have a teenager, so she's in her room a lot. We're coming together. Last night, we all sat at the table and ate dinner together. That never happens just because of our schedule. I
I bet that was
feel
really
more,
nice.
yeah. I called you because I felt like I picked up something funky, like not good, not like a, whatever. And I feel better about that. There's
Good.
not
Good,
some
good,
kind
good.
of funk in our
Oh
house.
my gosh. Well, that's what I'm here for. Okay, I have one final question for you. I want to know the favorite space in your home. Okay, so I will say that it doesn't have to be a full room. It can be a nook or a chair. I've also had a few guests that have said an outdoor location. So, where's your favorite place to go, maybe at the end of the day, or just favorite place to curl up with a book, just some place you love?
I'd have to say my office, and I know that seems weird, like working, but it's my space and it's set up. I have my crystals on my desk. I have my kids, but one of my daughters got me like a plaque and it has a saying on it. My other one, got me the essential oils thing. And like, I keep everything. Like my husband probably thinks I'm a hoarder, but I keep everything from when they were little, but it's neat in a drawer in my desk. And I don't know, it's just like my space, even though, you know, my youngest goes in there a lot to be on my computer, but it's just my space. It makes me calm and stuff.
I love that. I kind of feel like I realized this like maybe a week or so ago, because I have a home office. I've had a home office for many years. Mm-hmm. I feel like it reminds me of being like a child when you'd have your own bedroom and all your stuff, because I have stuff on the wall. I mean, yes, it's my office, right? There's a professional sense to it, but I have some drawers and things with like randomness and, you know, things my nieces have made or just cards from people that just like, it's this room that I have all my magical everything in.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of being like a little girl with your, in your bedroom with all your stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of fun to think about, you know. Mm-hmm. We all need our spaces. Guys have man caves and, you know, work spaces in the garage, and you know, I'm not a cook, so the kitchen is not my space.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Nikki, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, I'm going to share all your info in the show notes so people can go find you, listen to your podcast, and check out your positive affirmation cards and just get all the goodness from Nikki. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
All right, everyone, we'll see you next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Caraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.